Hello, Money Multipliers. Welcome back to another episode of the Money Multiplier Podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Kessler, and we ask ourselves, do our dollars make sense? So today I'm coming live from California, and I'm feeling so much better. So I drink a lot of green smoothies, a lot of water, got a lot of sleep, and I'm not feeling my burnout so much here today. So it's important, you know, take care of yourselves. You know, our health is our wealth, and man, I just got knocked on my feet last week, so I'm thankful to be feeling a whole lot better. So I'm about an hour away from Carlsbad or Oceanside, California is really where I'm going. And my women's mastermind, we're all meeting up here later tonight. We're going to be checking into the Airbnb in just a little bit. But I found like this beautiful like mountain park. And so I've been chilling here for a few hours. And I know my team is kind of on me like, hey, Hannah, we got to get an episode out. So here I am. So I'm excited for y'all to be here today. I've been thinking about this topic now for some time, like quite a few months. And the episode today is called Policy PTSD. And the reason I really wanted to get into this whole topic is, you know, I talk to y'all all day, day in and day out, weekends, late nights. I'm always here talking about the banking concept in y'all's life and this infinite banking concept. And, you know, I get so many people who will call me up and it's either, hey, I got one of these policies, but I just don't know how to use it. Or the person who sold me this policy, I just can't give them to give me a call back. It's almost like trying to get a hold of the Pope, just trying to get them to call me back on the cell phone. Or, you know, maybe, hey, I've had a life insurance product or vehicle before, but pardon my French, but I just lost my ass in it. And I don't know if this is good for me because of my past negative experiences with this life insurance policy that I've had in the past. So I kind of want to walk through some scenarios, some real life scenarios that people have told me about, and how we've kind of helped them overcome that hurdle of that negative perception about life insurance because maybe they weren't well educated or well informed. Maybe the person who sold it to them, they weren't educated or informed as well, and they were just chasing commission dollars. So that's why I wanted to kind of title this episode Policy PTSD, because some of y'all may have those bad past experiences and you might have a wall up when you're talking to some money mentors over here on the Money Multiplier team, and you just don't want to get burned again. And I get it. Oh my gosh, it's almost like going through like a heartbreak and you figure out like your partner's cheating on you, or they don't love you anymore. Or, oh my gosh, I was actually thinking about this. You know what? Skiing? I have not enjoyed skiing in my lifetime whatsoever. You know, every time I go skiing or snowboarding down the mountain with my friends, because shout out to Maddie, she loves to go skiing. She gets those icon passes like every single year. She lives in Colorado. And, you know, she'll want me to go with her. And she's like, Hannah, this is so fun. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And I'm just like, Maddie, every time we go, I bust my ass. It's not fun for me. And, you know, I've actually gotten to the point where there was one time that I kept going up and down the mountain, and it just got to the point that I was all the way up at the mountain, and I said, you know what, Mads, I just can't do this. I gotta ride that gondola back down because I keep busting my butt and I'm about to break a bone if I keep going back down this mountain. But then, you know, my father, he actually called me up because he was spending some time in Utah and he went skiing. I mean, Brent Kessler going skiing, that's a whole other story on its own. But he says, no, Hannah, seriously, you gotta give it another shot and you need to go and do some lessons before you just go try it again. And it really got me thinking about this episode because you're right. I can't just totally shut off the idea because I've never had the proper training or experience or even mentor to help me learn the proper ski etiquette, ski performance, or how you should shift your body, you know, because most of the time you want to like lean forward, right, when you're going down the mountain because you're scared and you want to catch yourself if you're falling. But in all reality, you got to kind of step back and lean back with all of that body weight. So I said, okay, Dad, you're right. Maybe I should go and get some lessons before I try go again and just totally shut the whole entire idea off. So why that got me thinking about it is because some of y'all will, you know, will be out there teaching about this concept, and y'all will just totally shut off the idea when I start to talk about the word life insurance. Because, first of all, we're just trained as a society that life insurance is nothing more than just death benefit, and it's only here for our beneficiaries or our future generation when we have passed on and graduated from this lifetime. But inside of the policies, the life insurance vehicle, I mean, honestly, if I could do the same thing that I'm teaching to y'all here in my podcast show, if we could do the same thing with like plastic water bottles, I mean, I'd be hooting and hollering to y'all all day long about how cool plastic water bottles are to keep the wealth in the family, recycling and recapturing the dollars and giving loss government and others, just getting them completely out of my hair. But it's not. It's just because whole life insurance has sustained the test of time and has been around for a long, long time that this is the only vehicle on the planet that I know about with all of these features and benefits for me to control the environment of where I'm leaving my hard-earned money at. So here's my first advice, you know. When people start bringing up a new concept or idea, not even about this, the infinite banking concept, but just any concept in the whole entire world, you know, be open-minded to it, right? I mean, it all goes back to Nelson Nash's, some of his core principles, even talking about the arrival syndrome. Don't hit the arrival syndrome and think that you know there, that there is everything to know out there on this planet, because if you do that, you might as well just be dead. Because you're not being open to new ideas or new ideologies and teachings that are out there for you folks. So just keep an open mind. You don't have to take in and implement everything that people are trying to tell you and teach you, but it's a good idea just to keep an open mind, to listen to what other people are doing or talking about, and then if it doesn't serve you, put it to the side. Toss it out. We don't need to use it. And then keep moving forward with what actually serves you and speaks to your truth. So here's my advice. If some of y'all have been listening to me for some time and you're like, Hannah, I just can't hop on this board with life insurance because I've been burned in the past. You know, my first thing is that if you currently have a life insurance policy, doesn't matter what it is, maybe it's a term policy, an IUL, Index Universal Life, a VUL, Variable Universal Life, maybe it is a whole life policy. You know, call us up or call me up, and I want you to send me that in force illustration. So in force, I-N-F-O-R-C-E, in force illustration. And how you can obtain this, you can go to your agent who sold you the policy, or you can just call up the life insurance company over the phone to policy servicing and request for that in-force illustration. And most of the time, they'll email it over to you, like they'll send it over in a PDF. Yeah, I've had some experiences where companies will actually mail it to you in the snail mail. So just figure out how they're going to send it to you, and it's going to take a few days for you to come back and get this back from them. But go out there and obtain the in-force illustration and send it over to my email, Hannah spelled the same ways forwards and backwards, Hannah@themoneymultiplier.com, and that would tell me exactly what's going on in that current policy that you hold, and I can give you my support and my feedback of what I would do if I was in your shoes. Now, this is only pertaining to cash value life insurance, so term policy. Policies. No, term doesn't build up any equity or cash. It's just like that renting death benefit insurance. So there's no cash value inside of there. So that's pretty cut and dry, black and white there. But it's any of those cash value life insurance that you own. Maybe your parents own it on you, or your grandparents got it when you were a young, young child. Or maybe it's even a policy that you obtained for work that you are actively paying into through your work benefits and things. I mean, there could be some ways that you could be utilizing those cash value policies as well. So send it over to my email and I can give you my feedback of what would I would do if I was in your shoes with it. But from there, you know, don't totally close down the idea, even if a policy is a poorly designed, and I shouldn't say poorly, unless it's an IUL, sorry, but even if it's a poorly designed whole life policy that maybe right off the bat, it wasn't designed for high cash value. I mean, if that policy has some age and maturity on it, it's probably building up some equity and you could be using that for your banking business in your life. So I just want to show you what you have before you totally cancel everything out, just cash out and go elsewhere with it, because you could really have a powerful tool behind you and underneath your belt. Because here's the thing, y'all, you know, we are here to add less stress and less chaos to your life. I mean, you got enough of that shit going on in your life. So be working with somebody who really gives a crap about you, who's going to sit down with you, walk through real life scenarios and examples of how this concept is going to work for you in your life, and who's really going to be there for the entire life of the policy. Because, I mean, this is not a get rich quick kind of deal. This is a lifestyle change of where you are directing and keeping and storing the money that you have right now. I mean, as time goes on, and y'all have been hearing me talk about it over and over again, but don't leave the control up to somebody else. Don't leave it up to the commercial banks. Don't leave it up to your financial advisors. And don't just be lazy with it and want to put your money underneath the mattress or dig a hole in the backyard because you think this stuff is just way too complicated. I ain't ever going to get it. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I dropped out of college. My dad, I mean, it took him 3 trimesters just to finish 1 trimester of Logan Chiropractic College because he kept failing part 3 of the exams. And they only give that exam every 6 months. So I'm telling you right now, I mean, we are not the sharpest tools in the shed, or we're a few dozen short of a dozen donuts here in the brightness scale. But, you know, it's so much more. It's creating the good principles and habits of how you can control the environments. That's all that it is. I mean, honestly, the infinite banking concept is that stupid simple. And just by human nature, we love to overcomplicate this stuff. But it's not that complicated. Because I'll sum it up here in like 90 seconds. You are the depositor. What do you got to do? You got to make deposits into your family bank, i.e. the policy. Then if you have things that you need to go finance and purchase in your lifetime, you borrow from your family bank. And now thus you are the depositor. You are also the borrower, and you are also the one who's able to control the terms for that loan. If you want to pay it back, when you want to pay it back. Reminder, because this is all of the freedom of you being your own banker in your life. So I just challenge y'all, when you have those negative and bad experiences, find the silver lining. Because if you're walking through life just thinking of the glass really half empty rather than half full, I mean, you're just not going to be living a very fulfilled life. Honest truth for yourself. And I don't want that for you. And I doubt you even want that for yourself and your family. So start by changing the mindset about how you view things. And I think our biggest life lessons that we can learn is honestly from the failures that we come about in life itself. So I want you to, if you got those policies, send them over to me and let me give you my feedback of what you actually have. And actually, it kind of hurts my heart just a little bit, because there'll be some people who will actually call me up and say, Hannah, I had a great whole life policy, but I canceled it out about 7 years ago because I didn't know what it was. I thought it was just for death benefits, and I just canceled it out because I looked at the premiums more as a payment and a debt and an expense rather than a deposit capitalizing my banking system. So it all comes from the mindset and the teaching of what you're truly doing for yourself. So I know this was going to be a short little episode here, but this is kind of what I also wanted to leave y'all with too. This is why it's so powerful to have communities behind us, because the communities and our people that we can bounce ideas off of, so we don't feel like a lone ranger and we're just doing this all ourselves. I mean, I think that's a very powerful asset and tool that you should have in your back belt as well. So reach out. You got your mapping team, your mapping and implementation specialist. They are there always checking on you every quarter. And I would say, you know, there's the Facebook group that we have, Infinite Banking on Facebook. There's also the Money Multiplier Facebook group, but that one's not as active, I would say, as the Infinite Banking one. And then, you know, Chris Noggle, he does his weekly live webinars every single Wednesday. He's hosting 3 live webinars. So get in on that. Go to chrisnoggle.com and you can stay posted on those. And we're always going around and doing live events. I mean, that's why I'm out here. Yeah, I'm about to go to my women's mastermind. That's more of a personal event for myself. But after this weekend, I'm going to be heading down south to San Diego, because Pops and I are going to be out there teaching a live class that next weekend. So we're always traveling around teaching this stuff. And I want you to come see us live, because I promise I'm not just a robot behind the screen here. I just challenge you. I challenge you to change the mindset about how you've been burned in the past. I mean, yes, have those red flags that go up if you're thinking there's something going on that's just not sitting very good in your stomach, and just talk about them, okay? We don't know if there's an issue unless you call us up and start talking about it. So just communicate. I think communication is the biggest power that we have as human beings. So communicate with your mentor, with the community and the team that you have behind you. And like I always say, you should think for yourself in question. Don't just take advice. Go out there and really dabble in all areas and kind of poke around to see what other people are saying and what other folks are talking about. I think it's powerful that we have our own mind just to make our own decisions, and because our decisions really shape our beliefs and our habits of how we practice every single day. So I'm excited. Like I've been saying, I mean, 2024 is going to be a very, very powerful year. I think we're really getting back to human connection and being open and willing to learn something new. So I'm proud that y'all are here. I post episodes every single week, and I hope to see you at the Money Multiplier Live Mastermind event. So come out, come join us, and stop putting your money into the markets, okay? Stop taking the bloodbath in the markets. Stop leaving it up to financial advisors to make decisions on your behalf, who thinks that they can manage your money better than you can, which I think is a bunch of bullcrap. We're just not taught about money. So that's why financial advisors step in, because they've done the training, they've gone through the schools, and it's more so the conventional wisdom schools. So, you know, I'm just looking to see the day that all of these baby boomer generations are out there, where all their financial advisors are saying, hey, put your money into bonds and max out the 401k and put half of your wealth into the stock market. Because, I mean, coming up here soon, we'll see that big, big old crash come in. And I know for myself, I sleep like a freaking baby at the end of the night, knowing that my money's going to be protected inside of these strong, stable, mutually owned companies. Because again, it's not an investment. Oh my gosh, people just keep chasing the rate of return, and it's not about the rate of return. It's about a contractual commitment and obligation that these insurance companies have to provide to their policy holders, where we are part owners of this mutually owned insurance company. We share in the profits and the dividends of that life insurance company. So I think it's a powerful tool that people are just not properly educated on. It can kind of hurt them because they're still stuck in that old ways and old habits. I mean, y'all have heard the quote before. Do you remember Will Rogers? Will Rogers says the problem in America isn't so much what people don't know, it's what they think they know that just ain't so. So again, I ask you to think for yourself in question. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here every single week. Send me an email if you got questions for me. Hannah@themoneymultiplier.com. And until next week, I'll see you then. Bye, y'all.